Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that may be unfamiliar with our voice because you're a first-time listener, my name again is Peter Mingles. We run this whole thing. I started this Building Fortunes Radio show and Building Fortunes Radio station lots of years ago. I think we have over 6,000 episodes that we've done. And one of the reasons why I created Building Fortunes Radio is because I wanted to create a platform that would actually help people when they're looking for a way to be that entrepreneur maybe that they want to be, or find a way to find some really great products and find all the really great people that are out there. See, there's lots of great people. The bad ones make the headlines lots of times. So the bad ones always make the headlines, and sometimes they skew the perception sometimes. But there's so many really great people out there that do things that can help you. And if you don't know about them, it's kind of like they don't exist. So I said Building Fortunes Radio is going to be able to highlight and showcase those people that I know could really make a major difference in your life. And today is going to start a series that expands upon exactly what I'm talking about. Our guest host tonight, or today, is Diane Lampe. And Lampe is spelled L-A-M-P-E. And Diane is someone that I learned about lots of years ago. I don't remember when, but it's been a lot of years ago that I learned about her, and I was super-duper impressed because she's a company owner. But more and above that, she's just a really dynamic, very successful person. Humble, though. Confident, yes. Humble, though, because she's easy to talk to. And when we went through our explanations of some of the things that we did over here and the stuff that we do, I really dug in. I said, wow, this is a really great opportunity for lots of different people to be able to take advantage of. And there's a lot of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience that is looking for, you know, they're looking for a good company owner. You know, they want a fair shake, give me an opportunity. They want to be trained. You know, they want a win-win situation. And Diane fits all of those, like all of those and then some. So I asked her to host a radio show with us, and we're going to do several of them. And today is really just the opportunity for you to be able to learn a little bit about Diane. So I have huge levels of respect, fond admiration. I know a lot of the things that she's done, and I'll learn a lot more as we do our radio show. But I just want to say thank you for being here, Diane Lampe. Thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be talking with you today because I was so glad that we did reconnect, because I know you've done so many great things yourself, and I love what you're doing for other people. And you know, you're really passionate, as I am, about what I do each and every day. And I think, you know, I'd like to share with many of the people that are listening today is it's all about having a mission and having a purpose of the things that you want to do. And it makes it so easy to do them and help other people when you know and you're very clear why you're doing things. And so I was thinking about what we were talking about earlier this week is, you know, why do people do what they do? And I'll tell you what, it's kind of funny because I was looking it back. And I remember, Peter, it was very back, I don't know, about 15 years ago. All I wanted to do is read self-help books in motivation. And I kept wondering, is there something wrong with me? Because I just knew that there were some missing pieces and missing links of some things that I really wanted to learn about. Because I always knew that I really wanted to be helping other people get what they want and, you know, help them get what they want in life and become a better version of themselves. And then I really realized I need to do that for myself first, right? To help other people, right? First, you have to help yourself. And I thought about that, and I was very fortunate that I've been able to mentor and train with a lot of really wonderful people that came in my life. And, you know, they always say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I feel that really happened to me. And, you know, I was in corporate America like most people and had that J-O-B just over broke. And I remember, Peter, check this out. I remember going out into my backyard one day, and I was doing really well in corporate America. I got the raise, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But then I walked out, and I said, this can't be it. I can't be just going to work every day, coming home, paying my bills, live for the weekend, and then go back to work to do it all over again. I just couldn't see it. And I just had to figure a different way to not have that life. And I think we sometimes fall into that because we're all told, you got to go to school, get a great education, and then go get a job. And I, you know, I look back and say, oh, my goodness, I'm in there. How do you get out of that at that point? And thank goodness, I've always had that entrepreneurial mindset, always looking for different things in life and trying to see. And it was that defining moment, Peter, that changed everything for me. Does that sound kind of crazy?
I get it. So when I was when I kind of graduated from college, because I was, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do. All I knew was that you're supposed to follow that path. You know, you go to high school, then eventually you go to college, and it was far less expensive way back then. Now it's like, oh, my gosh, now it might be a real decision. But I said, you know, what am I going to be? And I really wasn't sure. I just knew I wanted to be successful. You know, so somebody said, well, that's kind of vague. I said, I know. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I want to be successful. I want to help people. Of course, I want to help myself. You know, I'd like some things, but I need a vehicle to be able to get there. Did a lot of the career paths a lot of my, you know, friends were taking. I'm like, you know, I don't really know. So I was like, I was really wide open. I was like, I wish somebody would just show up on my doorstep and kind of show me what to do and, you know, but be trustworthy, you know, like steer me in the right direction. Give me the opportunity to grow, you know, change direction if I needed to. And, you know, I don't want to say this any other way than as sincerely as I can. I recognized that that's what you do in your business to help other people. Like, you are that person I would be looking for in that statement that I was making a little bit earlier. I don't know. Like I'd say, I want to be successful. I just need someone to teach me. I'm not stupid. I'll learn whatever you want. I'll work whatever you want, you know. But I need somebody I can trust and somebody that can show me and somebody who's going to pull up their sleeves and go do it with me, you know, and be there for me and guide me and not hold me back. You know, cheer me every step of the way, somebody who gives me advice that's in everyone's best interest. And that's kind of like how I got started in the person that I wanted to become. And as a result of that, I just said, that's Diane. Like, that is what Diane does, and that is what she does with her company. And I'm not going to keep that a secret. I have to let our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience have access to that. So if you're at any level, you could be that high school / college graduate or dropout, doesn't matter. You could be that grandma that's just going back to work if you wanted to, or maybe that single mom or that dad who is forming those same decisions like you were as a corporate person, saying, really, I got to deal with this and all the political BS that happens with running a company or being with a company and everybody playing chess with my life? Oh, my gosh. So I'll let you complete my sentences. I'll be quiet and you can, you know, validate or comment on anything that I just mentioned.
Well, I love what you just said, because it's so funny, because people say to me all the time when they meet me, they go, you know, you're always like, you have so much energy. You must have a bunch of caffeine. And I go, no, not at all. I'm just high on life every morning and I'm just fired up. And when I go to sleep at night, I really know I've done good because I really want to help other people. And what's exciting about that is watching the changes. It's because it's all about leadership and mentorship. You could have the best product and the best whatever, but if you have no leadership and no mentorship, it's like the law of the lid. And a lot of times, and I was one of those people, I'd start something and I had nobody to mentor me and nobody to teach me. And I just went on what I thought, maybe my own understanding. Well, I came to realize is that I am where I am by the decisions I made, the people I hung around with. And I had to find people that and mentors and leaders that have believed in me. And I had to get that association level up besides the reading. You know, I had to become a better version of myself. And so as I went on and learned more about myself, I just was able to really pour it out more, because I felt like, oh my goodness, people need to know about this. Because again, like I said, you can have the best thing, but if nobody's teaching you, you could flatline or crash and burn or not be successful. Because, you know, we bring, you know, the one thing I've learned, you bring you wherever you go. And so if I didn't become better, the next place I went, I would just have the same results. I work on that a lot when I am working with individuals, because, again, it's about leadership and mentorship and them being ready to do it, because I can't want it more for somebody else than they want it for themselves. And I'm sure you know that, too, because that's how that works, right?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get somebody who doesn't want to do something to do it. And sometimes you have to, like if they're related to you, you know what I mean? Like if they're your kids and they're related to you, or you have some other reason for it. But holy cow, is it really hard? And you probably, I've learned a long time ago when it came to trying to run a business, if I'm working harder at someone's level of success than they are willing to, then I'm probably working with the wrong person. Now, by the way, I got to share with you, that doesn't mean you give up on people quickly. I mean, the easiest thing to do is quit on other people. So if you, I always learned a long time ago that it doesn't take any talent to fire somebody. It takes talent to develop somebody. And that I always took as a personal challenge. So, but after a period of time, you just say, you know what, if somebody's in that destructive mode or that they don't care mode, you can't want it more for somebody than they want it, if you will. So the cool thing is that you use a lot of the phrases and statements and philosophies that I live by as well. And I know that we grew up, if you will, in running businesses in different environments, but we have the same mindset. So the cool thing is, that's why I think why I'm so excited about working with you, because of that same mindset. So let's start to talk a little bit about that mindset. How did it start? Like, I know you said self-development, but like, who were some of your favorite mentors, or what kind of training did you take advantage of? Because you could learn a lot about how people are going to work probably in the future by what they've learned before in the past. So who were some of your favorite speakers, and what kind of training did you go through?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I remember, and I know this sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, I started out and I you know, started reading Tony Robbins' books, and I went to an event, and then all of a sudden I just started growing and I started wanting to know more. You know, you always start somewhere, right? You have to think about it. And then I never could read a book. I mean, I don't know about anybody on here, but I would read a page and was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm reading. And then the ADD thing, Peter. And so
I hear you.
Even in spite of that.
People sometimes say leaders are readers. And I'm like, okay, that's not necessarily true in my case, because I'm not a really good reader. I'm a slow reader. It takes me a long time, you know, but I can read. I can read. But, you know, but the reality is that sometimes you have to find people's learning style. And for me, I'm a little bit like you. Reading wasn't it for me. Audio and visual is more or less for me. But go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. But, well, you know, it was interesting. I started out and I decided I was going to change that, because I knew the best kept secrets were in a book. And so I worked my way up. And honestly, right now I read about a book a week, but it didn't start out like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then after, you know, Tony Robbins, I love Jim Rohn. He's one of my favorites. And then I became very intrigued with Napoleon Hill's works, Think and Grow Rich. But you know what's funny, Peter? When I got started, I remember I became very involved in the program with Tony Robbins to, you know, I crewed his events and volunteered there. And he said one day about Napoleon Hill about him. And I look up and I look at this book, and it was The Law of Success and not the Think and Grow Rich book. Well, The Law of Success is like 2,000 pages. And I tell you, I didn't know any different. So I was reading like a page or two, a page or two, a page or two. And then I really got into it. And I don't want to scare anybody on here because Think and Grow Rich is much smaller and it's got a great context in it. But I really got really into the 17 principles of success, so much so that I got involved with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I became leader certified, and that was usually it takes a 2-year process and sooner than that because I was reading so much of his works and trying to learn and dive in there and apply those principles. And I think a lot of those principles have helped me. And I know that you said that you've read that, you know, Think and Grow Rich book as well, and maybe some of his other works. But that's the real deal stuff.
Exactly. Well, let's do this. Let's take our little commercial break because we're about halfway through. I'm going to come back right now with Diane Lampe. We'll be right back on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ingles here with Diane Lampe. She runs Lampe Company, and we are doing our very first radio show. So if you're listening in, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Diane. We're going to make a special page just for her, or you can do Lampe Company, or you can do Diane Lampe, or you can search any one of those things. You'll find her for sure. And then you can listen to this as well as some other ones we'll do sometime in the future. So if you're listening in live, thanks for being here. But most of you, I'm sure, are going to probably be listening to the recording as well. So there'll be other radio shows too. So Diane, we talked a little bit about Think and Grow Rich. When I first graduated from school, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And I was in a management training program, which some people might consider to be like a bait and switch way that they got people to run one of their stores. And I didn't know any better. So all I know is like, well, what do I have to do to be successful? Okay, I'll do that. And then will I be able to run one of your stores? And some of the people know a little bit about my background, but my manager gave me self-development tapes first. And we used to read the self-confidence formula for Think and Grow Rich. I remember on my copy of Think and Grow Rich, it was on page 54, and I read the self-confidence every single day. And that was weird because, you know, I went to college. We didn't read self-confidence formulas in college. We studied textbooks and regurgitated stuff for, you know, final exams. I was a biology major and a chemistry major. You know, so the reality was, it's like, well, wait a minute. This is the first time I'm really working on me, not my knowledge. I'm working on me, like on my own self experiment. And that was a little bit on the scary side because I had never done anything like this before. I'm like, well, am I brainwashing myself? I'm like, well, if it works, that's a good thing. If it doesn't work, I'll probably figure that out pretty quickly. So let me give it a whirl. So I kind of used that. I said, so, you know, the person training me isn't going to be teaching me stuff to self-destruct me. He's going to be teaching me some stuff to be able to help me. So I read that, you know, self-confidence formula with commitment every day a couple of times, and I learned the affirmations through Napoleon Hill. And I said, you know what, there's something to this title, Think and Grow Rich. So it was. I figured out that somebody must be writing a book called Don't Think and Stay Poor. So I said, okay, I think I'm going to start to think and grow rich. And then I heard something you said a little bit earlier. So like I said, like I know you say things that I know, meaning like, wow, I'm still right there. Well, earlier in my – and this is going to be the case in point relative to the people listening to the radio show that want to work with you. I don't remember where – I remember it was at the beginning of my career. But somebody said, you know, you are who you are and where you are based on the decisions you've made over the last 2 to 5 years. And I said, huh, that's an interesting statement. Let's see if it's true. So I went back over my previous 2 to 5 years, and I say, am I who I am? Am I where I am? based on those decisions? And the answer was, yeah, I decided where I was going to go to school. I decided what subject I was going to, you know, do. I decided how I was going to, you know, drive in my car to go to wherever. So I was pretty much free to be able to make those decisions, influenced maybe by some other people. And then I just said, huh, if that's true, that I am who I am and where I am, you know, based on the decisions I've made over the last 2 to 5 years, can I change where I'm going to be in the next 2 to 5 years based on the decisions I make starting today? So that was a really sincere question that I had in my mind. And I said, what if that's true? So for those people listening in, what if you started working however you wanted to, working with Diane or learning about what she does, and over the next 2 to 5 years, based on the decisions that you've made and the things that you've learned and the people you put yourself around, be able to live your life by design however you want to be? Yeah. And the answer would be, that would be pretty cool. That would be cool. So if you are now where you are because of those previous decisions, maybe you could be where you want to be. So I'll let you comment on that and then blend it in with what you do. So for those people that may be like me that are looking, they'd want to, you know, follow up and work with you.
I love it, Peter. What you, you know, it made me think about what you were saying earlier, because I never give up on anyone. They may, I tell people, you may give up on you, but I'm never going to give up on you. And a lot of people, when they, you know, because when people get out of their comfort zone is when they grow, right? And so we have to help them expand their comfort zone to continue growing. And the only way they can do that is they have to be in that environment and around people that are kind of their cheerleaders. And because there's going to be moments, and we all have them, you know, that you have those moments that you doubt yourself or like, can I do this? You know, but when you have somebody showing you the way and saying, all right, if you just do it this way, because it's all about also having a system of success, because a lot of times, you know, we go and do something and then wouldn't it be horrible to make a ton of money and not even know how you did it? So you could repeat it. And so when you have a system, when you have a system for success and you just follow it, it's so much easier. And then you can duplicate and help other people. I mean, I have, you know, I look at it every day and I'm like, okay, who can I help today? Who can I, you know, and it's not me doing it. That's the thing I want to tell everybody. It's the person doing it, but just having that person to guide them. And that's why I think, you know, when we look at books and training and all that kind of stuff, because what I do within the Lampe Company, I do masterminds for people. I try to help them think and read more and be more and do more, you know. And as a result of that, isn't even just about success about their business. It's their personal success, too. Maybe they become a better parent, a better father, a better husband, a better whatever in life. And that's just the bonus part, I think. And plus, having a business doesn't hurt either, right?
Right. Yeah.
But it all encompasses it, don't you think? I mean, when you're doing good at one thing, you can, you know, the other parts reap benefits of it.
You know, and so there's so much common sense to that statement that I've learned a long time ago by listening to a lot of people that, you know, for ever. People have been frustrated by people not using common sense. But I always learned that, you know, you're dealing with a person. You're not just dealing with an employee or a trainee. So everything you do is going to help affect one way or another everything that they do as well. So you're working with the whole person. The dad is the dad. The guy might be a dad. He might also be a son. He might also be somebody who's helping wherever. You deal with the whole person, not just the person that shows up as your employee or your independent contractor. So, and I also tell them, hey, listen, you know, the stuff that I teach and that we can help you with is going to have a positive effect on everything else that you do. Probably for the rest of your life if we do this the right way. Like, probably for the rest of their life if we do this the right way. And that means that even when you're not with me anymore, you're still going to be growing. And for those people that are looking for careers, wouldn't it be kind of cool if you were doing that for other people as well? Like, making a positive lifelong change that they will remember forever. Because there's some things that I've said on this radio show so far that I learned in my first days when I was a manager trainee, when I first graduated from college with that company. I worked for a company called Electrolux way back then, selling vacuum cleaners, believe it or not. That's where I learned a lot of these skills or was able to apply a lot of these things. And I'm telling you about stuff that I learned within my first couple of days, first couple of weeks, first couple of months, that I'm repeating 30 years later, that I've repeated hundreds of millions of times, and that's an exaggeration, but just to share with you, that many times, that I'll repeat dozens of times today, just trying to get through my day and build a business, help other people. That's huge. Like, that's huge. So anyway, so back to you.
And you know what, Peter, what you're saying is like, I mean, I could talk about this for days, and I think you can too. And but I do love talking about this, and I do a lot of training on it in the Lampe company in the business, because it's all about that, right? When you, because then you have not only confidence in yourself in just in business, it just permeates all over. So you're exactly right. If you think it's a little change each and every day. It's like one of the things I've learned is that a lot of times, like people, let's say it's January and everybody, you know, is going to start their diets and then they're all going to go, you know, lose 50 pounds or 30 pounds that first month and they're going to do all this stuff and they go to the gym and they're doing all these things, but they haven't built up that muscle yet. And so it's harder to stay on it. But if you get a little bit better every single day by the end of the year, you know, the growth that you're saying right now, that growth has stuck with you for all these years, rather than trying to, you know, read 20 books in a week and now you got it. It doesn't work that way. It's constant and never ending improvement every day. And you know what? It becomes really fun.
Right. And the cool thing is working with you, you could be earning while you're learning. Meaning you don't have to wait until you graduate from this quote-unquote school to be able to make, you know, above-average
right.
income. You could make some serious exactly. money right away.
Exactly. I got people that have come on board, and they do this very part-time and joined me doing it part-time. I have people that do it full-time. But I tell people, don't quit your daytime job. You know, if you're going to school, great. You could do this on the weekends or, you know, within your time frame. And make a difference in people's lives, because that's what we do. We change lives. We make a difference in people's lives and each and every day. And I tell people, imagine how you would feel being able to do that, because you don't realize it until it happens. And you start realizing like, oh my gosh, I would really help this person. And, you know, I don't know what would have happened. I don't know what, you know, where I would be if I didn't pick up that first book and start having somebody guide me to do that and go. And so I tell people this will be, even though it's not about this, it'll be the best personal development training they've ever had in their life, because it's every day, because that's
right.
what we work on.
Yep.
You know,
and
does that sound crazy?
Yeah, no, and everybody that you're working with has a similar mindset. So you're working in a whole support team, if you will, that has a similar mindset to conspire, let's say, to help you be more successful, which is exactly what I think most people are looking for, and a lot of people in our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. We're running out of time, believe it or not. I mean, this went fast.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
that went by so fast.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah so
what,
I promise. Go ahead. But I want you to wrap it up.
Say,
so
it's all about the culture. We just have so much fun. People go, you guys are having like too much fun, and you're making.
So let's wrap it up by telling people how to get in touch with you, and they're going to be able to come back and listen to future radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio. So how do they get in touch with you if they wanted to?
Well, they could go to the website, which is www.lampe.com, or they can call. And they can call this number. I'm going to be brave and put this number out here. What do you think, Peter? Should I do it?
Sure, go for it. Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to give you 972-670-7691. Now, you're going to say, oh, that's a general number. No, that's my number.
Wow. So repeat
that's
it one more time.
Crazy.
Because some people are probably scrambling. to find a pen. So how do they?
972-670-7691. Fortune favors the bold. You know that. So we'll see who
I
calls.
Hear you. Absolutely. Perfect. Okay, good. Well, we are here. We'll be back. So for those people listening in, you just heard from an amazing woman. Her name is Diane Lampe. So it's such a pleasure to be able to have this platform to be able to share the stuff that you do, and looking forward to be able to help. We'll do another radio show really soon for those people that are listening in, so you'll learn more about it. But take a shot at it. Make that phone call. Go visit that website and go do something. Diane, thanks for being here. We're going to catch everybody on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.